Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
Guitar work here, there, Jay. I know we like those groovy Tuesdays. We're here to serve you in a matter of speaking with items that are discussable, talk that matters, and I don't say that lightly. This is not just a phrase. It's something that really is a part of the Good Day program. The part that's most important is that we get to the news, all the news, or as much of it as we can, not just a little news, but a lot of news. And then we try to get through or get across to the things that make you happy or make you think. Sometimes they make you angry. Certainly they do me.
Yeah, a little bit of all the things.
Yeah, right. Sometimes we just hit that nerve, right? And it isn't aimed at hurting you. It's just the way that we choose. And if you have chosen to be tired or hurt or angry, Or all of those things, that's your choice. You can choose to be happy. You can choose your feelings or something you have some control over. I'm not sure about it. You think people have control over their perceptions? I think they do. Don't you, in a sense?
To a degree, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Your words.
Whether we want to believe it or not, we pick our attitude.
Yeah, right. An attitude of gratitude would be appreciated for this Tuesday, April the 16th. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here are some stories about things that have been saved or people who have been saved. These are things that will instill in you that attitude of gratitude that we're talking about here. This is a story from Tacoma, Washington, where the police have been praised as heroes. They jumped into a freezing lake to save a drowning teenager. If you look at this body cam footage released by the police department there, it shows the officers quickly going through what appears to be a park area before they jumped into the frigid waters of, is it Wapato Lake? W-A-P-A-T-O, Wapato? Somebody will correct me, I know, because we've got a lot of listeners up in that neck of the woods. They managed to pull this youngster out of the water as a woman in the background was heard crying. So the police department said that officers rushed to the scene after getting a call about a juvenile struggling to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think
they were already in the nearby area.
Yeah, they were in the parking. Yeah, exactly. So this youngster was in the water about 30 feet from the shore. The water was very cold, and the teen had been reached just before. You know, when your body temperature, this is what's always said about people who, you know, you're out in the middle of the people who have been, let's say, military problems and boats sinking because they were hit by, you know, fire or something, and the people in the boat, I think that was part of the, if you remember back to the Titanic, the water they were in was so cold that people were dying in the water very quickly because your body temperature is drained quickly by the coldness of the water, and that's the end of you. 20 minutes, see you later. So anyway, these guys ran into the lake. One of the officers said this was his first water rescue. He said, we get trained to act, and so that's what we did. We are there to save lives, protect lives. And so, these guys did a great job, and they're to be congratulated. That's their job. But still, how would you like to run into a Lake, the temperature is about 38 degrees in the water.
Yeah, for fun all the time. There's the, like, the polar plunge kind of stuff. Athletes do it.
Voluntarily.
Ice baths all of the time. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's only for a very short period of time, not like this.
This is really something else. Okay, here's another one that from the saving department. A young girl, 13, used Amazon's Alexa to save herself from being attacked by a monkey. Wow. This young lady, Nikita, 13-year-old, used her Amazon Alexa to scare off a group of wild monkeys. This isn't in this country. This is over in India. But it's an interesting story, because who would think that there'd be monkeys wandering around that just go into the house? You know, you hear the bear stories about the bears going into the house, into the kitchen and looking for the food. Well, these monkeys, you know, not all monkeys are trained. Not all monkeys are friendly. Not all monkeys are in the zoo. So or are they hanging from a tree? So anyway, you can imagine the scare, yeah, just the fear that people would have being confronted with this. And so anyway, what the sound, the young lady says, I saw Alexa and asked it to play the sound of a dog. Because the barking sound, the monkeys are scared of the monkeys, are scared of the barking sound, they run away. So that's what she did. And she saved her family. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Isn't that great? Yeah.
What tools you, in case you're ever attacked by a monkey, this is the way to fix that problem. Okay, a six-year-old girl being praised as a hero. Look at all these great stories of people saving other people. This young lady saved her family from a house fire. Her name is Olivia Patterson. She was playing outside. She noticed flames coming from the roof of her home. The young lady went to her mother, who was in the house, Laura, sleeping on the couch with the younger children in the family as well. So she ran into the home, shouted, wake up, Mom, wake up, wake up the babies. And so they managed to escape the fire, which actually started in the house next door and spread to their family. So imagine, again, 6-year-olds. Good to have. I was about that age. We had a fire in my house. Maybe I wasn't even that old. It was probably four or five or six years old, as I remember. It's my second most, the first memory I have. Think about the memories, the first memory you ever had. I would ask you, Jay, to go back in your mind and think about the first memory. I'm very very alert of being just 3 years old, falling down the stairs. It was right after my birthday, as a matter of fact, and bashing my head against the house that we were in at the time had steel door frames. So I cracked my head on a door frame. I still have this car there. And so probably plenty of people can come up with a story.
Yeah, and isn't
like
it
that.
Usually something traumatic? It's either that core memory is either something where you got injured, and at such a young age, that is very traumatic, or it was, you know, truly something devastating, or something that was just so incredibly special that your brain still remembers it. Mine is an injury. I think I was maybe four, but it was an injury, no doubt.
Yep. And then the fire was when I was four or five, had a fire in the back room of the house, and everybody get out. But it was scary as hell, man. My father ran out of the house naked to stop the fire department. Maybe that's what I remember, it was as vividly as the memory of the fire itself. All right, here's another story about a mother who actually filmed the moment when her child pretty much almost got hit by a hockey puck. This is during a game last week, and she saved her son by moving him out of the way. 4-year-old son, they were watching the Cleveland Monsters take on the, what is the Monsters? Is that a sub, what is that?
Yeah, it's like AHL hockey.
Okay. The scary moment occurred at the end of the game. So this is something else you can find on social media watching the game.
Oh, yeah. They're horrible.
They are flying. They're flying fast.
Dangerous. Yep. Yeah. Yep. The lady says, the puck comes out straight toward my son's head. Man seated next to them is seen blocking this youngster's head with his arm and grabs the puck. And the young boy, it moves, but he's unscathed. So he had chips of ice in his hair. But if you know anything about hockey, the puck is much harder than a baseball. And flying at the same, probably, what are the baseballs, 95, 96 miles an hour when they hit the bat and the bat hits them and they go about 110? Puck's going faster than that, and it's a hard substance, very hard.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot closer. There's a lot less time to react.
Yeah, right. All right, so we got one more of these. A woman speaking out after being attacked by a cougar on a bike trail in Washington. Carrie Berger shared the story. Annie Bellotta, 64. Anna Turns, I think, 59. Tish Williams, 59. Erica Wolf, 51. They all were out on a bike ride. And the bike is, let's see, this is near North Bend. So you guys up there probably know about this. As a result of what happened, the cyclist got back. The cougar did get at them, and they had to go to, they were in the hospital. It was 45 minutes or so with his cougar chasing him around. And a GoFundMe page was set up. The Carrie Berger was the one that was hurt the worst. She was an experienced, they were all, I guess, experienced cyclists, but severe trauma, say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a New Englander there. Severe trauma to her face, as well as some permanent nerve damage. So now she will be struggling for the rest of her life, the road to recovery. She explained how the cougar tackled her, jumped on her, and just jumped as she was going by on the bike. And the two of them went into a ditch, sunk his teeth into her jaw. Oh, God, she's lucky to be alive. God bless her. All right, so those are, well, we've got some saving graces, saving stories to talk about here. It's 18 after the hour.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the broadcast known as the Good Day program. Let's get at the social media side of things here, Jay, as we get a couple of names from the trending department. Brought to you by Progressive. Now a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. How about that? And Progressive protects them all. You can learn more about bundling, how much money you'll save. Just go to progressive.com or 800-PROGRESSIVE. Good place to start. All right, one of the names trending this morning is Gina Davis, the actress. She is not talking about her career. She's talking about her three children and what their future is all about. She was at CinemaCon in Las Vegas. God, she's 68 years old. How about that, Jay, for a mind blower?
Where does
Gina Davis
go?
68.
So fabulous.
Opens up how she is not tech savvy at all. I think I can learn a lot from her. We are simpatico here. She says she her three children, her daughter and her twin sons, she has them with her ex-husband. She says, tragically, I'm technologically dependent on my children. She said, they're generous with their time. And they're interested in social issues, so am I, but it doesn't mean anything. She has said that she's grateful that she waited to become a mother. She was in her 40s when she had her children. And she said she wanted to wait and have children, but I thought, well, I'll be more evolved. The longer I wait, the smarter I'll be. Anyway, she didn't have a lot of self-esteem, which seems surprising for someone who is as well-known as a great actress as she is, right? Isn't that funny how that works sometimes?
Yeah, and a further point that we don't, like all of these celebrities, we don't actually know them.
No.
We don't know what they feel, what actually goes on in their life. Yeah, we know the roles they play. We see them in interviews and all of that stuff, but we have no idea. And I think that's one of the pure reasons why everybody was so shocked at the death of Robin Williams.
Yeah. Well, I was on the plane coming back from L.A. yesterday. I was watching the Henry Louis Gates show that's on PBS. And the two people that were on the program were Julia Roberts and Ed Norton. And it was very interesting to see what their life was all about, where they came from, what they didn't know about their ancestry. So there's a lot of that stuff going around, Frank. A lot of information that you... It's fun to see what they're all about. They're just human beings like we are. And you know who has also shown up today in social media lists? Drew Barrymore again. This is something that she's been talking a lot lately about her own career and what's gone on with her children. And I think this has been the thread of a couple of different interviews that she's done lately, not necessarily on her program, but it's like she is this sounds like a page from that same show that Henry Louis Gates does about actors. But most people know her family, the Barrymore family. She had a father, a grandfather, a great-grandparents. They were all actors. Yeah, right. And so she first became well-known at, what was she, about 11, when she was in E.T.?
Oh, younger than that. Wasn't she younger than that?
Yeah, I think she was maybe 6 or 7. She was in Firestarter. Anyway, her love for showbiz doesn't mean she's giving her children the green light. Her children are always asking her. They'd love to be in film, that sort of thing, or sing. She says, okay, everything in its time. Well, what's the number? What's the time? How much longer do I have to wait? And she says, I don't know what the answer is. I'll know when the time comes.
She says 14 or 15.
Yeah. It's older than she was anyway. All right, so there are a couple of things that you're updated on here on Good Day. Now 28 after the hour on Tuesday morning.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren X.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The top Democrat in the Senate says the recent Iranian drone and missile attacks into Israel only remind of the urgency to pass bipartisan foreign aid spending for Israel, Ukraine, and other allies through Congress. A $95 billion Senate proposal remains on ice. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor Monday.
Israel's attack underscores the best way to help Israel is for the House to swiftly pass the Senate's bipartisan national security supplemental.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson in the other chamber has floated passing aid for only Israel. The House expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas Tuesday. The move will force the Democratic-led Senate to take up the matter. Republicans in the House impeached him in February over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
What is it?
The stuff that dreams are made of.
Huh?
Yeah. Everybody, well, not everybody, recognizes that. Do you, Jay, that movie?
Nope, not even in the slightest.
Father's
it
listening.
Sounds old-timey. Yeah. Classic.
It is.
Classic
Hollywood. Yeah, it's an old-timey, but it's a classic Humphrey Bogart movie called The Maltese Falcon. Humphrey Bogart, for his time, he was in the... I guess significant would be the word for it, in the 50s, and maybe the early to mid-60s, late 40s, like about a 20-some-odd-year career. He died at 56 because he was a chain smoker. And you can hear it in his voice. He was with Lauren Bacall, another actress that was well-known. He was the same caliber as Clark Gable, considered in the same, you know, Cary Grant, John Wayne, that bunch. So he is remembered, to be sure, and so are some of the lines he delivered in some of those movies, man. They're pretty great. All right, this is a Good Day program. Doug Steffen here on Tuesday morning with Jay Kirshner. The idea of how we take care of ourselves, for whom do you live? I was thinking about this as we were told the last half hour. If you didn't hear the story, you can go to the Good Day download. The Good Day Show plays all day long at gooddayshow.com. I try to remind you of that in case you're new to the program. You can hear any or all of the pieces of the program. Yesterday, some of the conversation we had, I remember the Dolly Parton thing. That was good. There's a lot of stuff that we can carry with us from day to day to day. The conversation about OBGYNs, obviously the conversation about what's going on in the Middle East with Uri Geller, that's all part of the Good Day download from yesterday. But the day is young, and so if you don't hear all of the conversation, like all of the we were talking in the last half hour about all these people who have saved other people and being thankful for them, because you can't live just for yourselves. There are 1,000 fibers that connect you with other folks, and that's why I made reference also to the show on PBS that Henry Louis Gates does. I watched one episode with Ed Norton and Julia Roberts on the plane coming back last night, and it made me, I'd seen the show kind of here and there, but I have never really watched a whole episode of it. It was very enlightening. And they even, one of the things that was very interesting is that the two of them are connected through DNA. And these people that do the research on this show, man, you really got to dig deep to find things like that. And they both knew each other, but they never acted together, and they didn't really, you know, they know each other, hi, how are you, that sort of thing. But the fact that they are related through DNA, I wonder if you and I are related through DNA, or people listening, folks you know, or maybe you don't know, maybe you're related to, because we all really kind of are, right? When you think about, and some folks, you know, there's a connection with animals and things. You know, if you think back to that pig kidney transplant, remember that from last month?
Yeah.
That had, there's a follow-up for it in one of the Boston papers today about how they're using AI and they're using what they learned from this transplant operation to accommodate a lot of other people very soon. So,
this is an example of AI put to good use.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it is. Right. All right. Let's see here what's going on with Donald Trump. Day one yesterday of the hush money trial wrapped up at the end of the day. Dozens and dozens and dozens of jurors or potential jurors were dismissed. No surprise there. Most people know what this story is, facing felony charges because of the hush money payment that was made to Stormy Daniels. This is the first time a U.S. president has been tried on criminal charges, a former president. So anyway, he had this 34 counts in this indictment. He says, I'm not guilty. What the heck? Everybody knows the story with Michael Cohen. I'm going to go through that again. Anyway, but I think the circus has come to town when you look at the, well, that's silly stuff going on with the news media.
What anybody thinks of Donald Trump or this whole situation, apparently the judge has said, depending on how the trial goes, if he's due in court the day his son, his youngest son, is set to graduate, he's going to have to miss the graduation.
Mm-hmm. See ya. Right.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, but you know what? There's so many people. I sat in a courtroom about a month ago. That was the day that I broke my ribs and I fell down the stairs in the parking garage. Mm-hmm. The judge was hearing a case before ours, and it was they're hearing, they're trying to set a date for the trial. And the lawyers are saying, well, my son is graduating, and the other lawyer says, well, we're going on vacation that week, and somebody else came up with another excuse. And they actually, the judge sort of went along with them to a point, and instead of the trial starting in May, it doesn't start till next November because they can't find a date. Now, you know as well as I do that lawyers get paid to stall. The best example of that is all the stalling that's been done in the name of Donald Trump in the last however many months, you know, all the various trials and that sort of thing. So the whole business of you know, what Donald Trump is up to and him sitting there. You see the pictures of him and the look on his face?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's over all of the crap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I keep thinking, I keep going back to poor Barron. I mean, say what you want about Donald Trump, but this kid does not deserve all of everything that's coming at him. The fact that there were people, news journalists and other people on social media that were waiting, chomping at the bit for this kid to turn 18 years old so that he could be quote unquote fair game.
Yeah, there you go. Unga bunga. Well, Trump looks pretty irritated in the pictures. He looks tired, actually. And he probably...
Yeah,
he almost
crap.
Well, maybe, but he appeared to fall asleep. If you watch the video, and then he sort of... wait a minute, and just kind of jolted himself to being awake. So anyway, there are a lot of key witnesses that are hanging around. And, of course, as usual, the late-night folks doing a big job at making fun of him. That's old. That is so old. Oh, my God, it's so old. Okay, so yunga munga. All right, let's talk about the Boston Marathon, which was run yesterday. Did you follow that at all?
No.
The Boston, it's not just the Boston Marathon, but it really kind of is. It's a special race. The oldest annual marathon in the world, and it was the first race that women competed in. Requires runners to qualify to enter.
Mm-hmm. Can't just
right. Yep. And so you look at all of the things that come, all the apparel that's sold and the things. It's like any other sport that way. The average finish time in Boston in 1924 was just under 3 hours. Yesterday, the average was 4 hours. So what the heck is going on? Why is it that things are different? A lot of there's so many more people, they get in the way. And some of the people are fit and some of them aren't. So, you know, you get, you look at the type
of person. Well, you have to be some level of fit because you have to qualify.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. But it's still, there's a whole lot of difference. 30,000 runners crossed the starting line. Can you imagine what? You can't because you don't know the town. It's a small little town, western suburb, but almost 30 miles due west of Boston. And these people, just the town, it's a great day for the town because, you know, they sell a lot of stuff at the Dunkin' Donuts and the little coffee shop that's downtown. I think the race was, the bombing took place, I want to say, in 2013. And then there was COVID. And so there are some people who seem to think that that is what has attributed the numbers being what they are, things are slowing down here. And if you look at the other things, major marathons around the country, the runners are slowing down. There were 50,000 people in the last New York race that went across the Verrazano Bridge, right? So think about that. The winners, man, they're still pretty doggone fast. Let's see here. Last year, Kevin Kiptum, I think was his name, broke the world record in Chicago, but he didn't cross the finish line here in Boston. So The winner's name was Sisay Lema of Ethiopia, won the men's race. 2 minutes, good, Doug. 2 hours, 6 minutes, 17 seconds. Over on the women's side, Helen Obrey of Kenya won for the second year in a row. She got through in 2 hours, 22 minutes, 37 seconds. So, anyway, but just running and getting through the finish line, that's really what most people are interested in doing. But these, the winners always, you know, they have prizes and they get endorsements and that kind of stuff. And I remember when the argument was, or there was a discussion about Nike shoes and whether or not the people who win run with Nikes. Apparently, when the studies are all in and done, they will show that Nike shoes do make you run faster. I don't know what that's all about, but kind of interesting to see.
What were they? The ones where, was it, I don't know if it was Nike or Reebok, but it had the kind of like a little circle on the top of the tongue, and you'd press it, and it was like supposed to make air go into the shoe to make it.
Is that Air Jordan?
I don't think it was Air Jordans, but it was supposed to be able to make you jump higher.
Oh. White men can't jump, though. You don't know. Do you know that movie?
I do. Wasn't Woody Harrelson in that one?
Woody Harrelson was the white guy, and Wesley Snipes was the black guy. And in life, they are great friends. They have been great friends. And they played that movie to the nth degree. It was actually a very amusing movie. You get a chance to, if you have never seen it, it's a good watch for sure. All right, well, anyway, that's the story on the marathon from yesterday here on the Good Day program. The day is Tuesday, and it's 48 after the hour.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Now 53 after the hour on April the 16th. It's the Good Day program, and food, farm, and family focus is before us as we dig around into what to celebrate with regard to food today. This will be in the Food Farm Family Report, foodfarmfamily.com. You can hear the audio as well. Like yesterday, we talked about the recall of the gluten-free cream cheese, so you'll want to check that out if you didn't hear it. Today, focus on a number of different things to be celebrated today. It's National Eggs Benedict Day, for example. A lot of stories about the first Eggs Benedict. One of the earliest was in the 18th century when the Pope was obsessed with eggs. He loved eggs. And one of them, one of the dishes he liked so much, Jay, he always was getting, he tried to get it almost every day. He was not well toward the end of his life, but he still had cravings for this egg dish. From that point on, it was Pope Benedict, and that's how he became, that's how they became Eggs Benedict, because the the idea that he liked it. Actually, a Wall Street broker named Lemuel Benedict created this also to rid himself of a hangover. So there were two people that were involved in the creation of Eggs Benedict. All right, so there you have that. There are a lot of different ways, I guess, you can make Eggs Benedict. I don't like eggs, so I don't know anything about it. Are these, how do you like Eggs Benedict?
I love Eggs Benedict. It's poached egg on, it could be on a piece of bread, like toast or an English muffin or something like that. And then a lot of people will put a meat, I think traditionally it's Canadian bacon. Some people will use regular bacon, or like you can make it with salmon or a crab cake and stuff like that. My favorite is always to use avocado. And then you have the poached egg and with cooked whites and runny yellow. And so good. And then you have some hollandaise sauce on it. And then the kicker, the best is when you top it off with some hot sauce.
That runny yellow yolk.
Delicious.
All right. Let's keep, before I upchuck here, let's move on to the next thing to celebrate. It's the day of the mushroom. How about that? Generally assumed that people have been gathering mushrooms since the beginning of time. Prehistoric times, mushrooms were around. They were in Greece and Rome, used all the time. An author named Cynthia Bertelsen claims that mushroom, this is a book, by the way, called Mushroom, A Global History, that both both Aristotle and someone who was his elder wrote about fungus. And that's what mushrooms are. They're a fungus. There's a fungus among us. And so, anyway, they were used a lot in China and Japan back a long time ago, like probably, 3,000 years or so ago. So how do we accept these and like them? I have mushrooms whenever I can. I like mushrooms.
Delicious.
Matter of fact, what I had on the plane was a mushroom sort of a frittata. Is that mushrooms and stuff?
This you can put mushrooms in a frittata. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. Campbell's soup in, this is what, 1930s, came up with a cream of mushroom soup. And that's what they used. I remember my mother using these on casseroles, right? And so they've, so a lot of talk about mushrooms. There are some mushrooms you got to stay away from, for sure, by the way. Stay away from some of those. What's the one that's really deadly? There's some kind of a mushroom that's just, oof.
Oh, there's a couple. We need to find what the follow-up was for somebody in, I want to say they were in Australia, that made a dish of mushrooms and ended up killing a couple of people. And they claimed bought it at a market, and they were sick from this as well. But then something was showing that maybe they didn't get it from the market. We need to go find the follow-up on that story.
Yes. All right. It's also Organic Breakfast Month. Going back to the early 20th century when farmers began to adopt organic farming, the food, I think it wasn't until the 50s and 60s, though, really, that organic became a big deal, because a lot of people were concerned about pesticides, the chemicals used in food production. We certainly are aware of it right now. Organic Foods Protection Act, passed in 1990, establishing national standards for organic agriculture. I know when it comes to dairy, you have to have you have to not use fertilizers or other things like that for 3 years in order for the soils to be declared okay, or the animals to be like organic milk. You don't see a lot of that around, organic yogurt and stuff. It's mostly vegetables, but there is such a thing as organic milk for sure. All right, so anyway, it's Organic Breakfast Month. Think about that as you're having your breakfast today. Food, farm, and family connecting to you here on...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.